Blog Talk Radio.
I wrecked it. 20 mile an hour.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Israel. Happy New Year.
Hallelujah.
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 know, people think that, you know, the warning is don't take of a Passover on the earth.
Yes.
And they think that they do it, or, you know, presumptive as they are, they never think you still got a whole year to go.
Mm-hmm.
And they never think about that dead season coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we call it a dead season because everything's dead. It ain't nothing alive.
Yes. Yes,
I mean, our year, it's winter time, man. And man, just to make it, dude, this has been the worst dead season ever. He got a lot of people, boy. But you know what?
Come on.
Yahshua said, I ain't lose none except the Son of Compassion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
We ain't lose nobody. We ain't,
yeah.
Tell you the truth, y'all didn't lose nobody at all. There you go. People just they just presumptuous. They taking this thing unworldly, man. And but Israel, the real true Israel of Yah.
Come on,
I tell y'all, shoot, boy, I tell you, it has been something else. This whoo wee. But man, I thank the Father, we made it. So now we get ready to start another year for the Most High Yah. Keep ourselves on the cutting edge.
Yes, man.
And like David did a zigzag, we're going to encourage our people. We glad to have each and every last one of you here tonight. Joining us. With the household of faith. Of course, you know, straightway, we always on fire for the Most High.
Hallelujah.
It could be cloudy, and we still
praying.
We are 14 days, and then we are sitting. Well, actually, 13 days. We're 13 days, and we're sitting on the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
Yes.
According to Lucas 14, which is called, no, Lucas 22, which is called the Passover. Hallelujah. Well, it's crazy. We got the people up here, you know, at the Going Postal. We had moved that address, right? I'm so tired. These people are talking about they getting ready to sell, what's this stuff that they sell when they ain't selling marijuana? They're selling all this other stuff that's close to marijuana. CBD and all this stuff. They're talking about they're going to close down there and do it. I said, man, I'm done. I'm just going to take one of our addresses and put the foundation in it. And then we're just going to make sure we know how to live in the private, if you know what I mean.
Because
every time I turn around, man, I mean, the next PMB box or what they call them boxes, like FedEx, where they have a FedEx and UPS where you drop them all this stuff. That's like an hour and 15 minutes. That's all we got. So we just going to do it that route. Go that way. That way we know we get the mail, but I'm going to have to teach the saints here how to start doing mail from this point on. I talked to Kabir about that earlier, too, but it's just sad. But anyway, that's just the way it is. So, hey, don't y'all forget, be repented up.
Yeah,
and make yourself ready for the Passover.
Yes, sir.
No,
yes, sir.
Get yourself ready for the Passover.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Let me see. 2012. Shalom did 30 of these things. 30 Passovers, man.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, hallelujah.
And I'm still here.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, God. Bless you, Shepherd.
Praise. I say all praise to Most High Yah. Oh, man. Somebody said, love your glasses. Man, I got these things like, I think $15, man, on Amazon. Anything Amazon, man. They got some readers down at the bottom, and then they got clear like you would a regular old reading glass. But $15, man. You can get you a pair too. $15. But and also
also not only to be repentant, but make sure that you discern Yah's body.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, it ain't the things that we know that surprises us. It's the things we don't know. And, of course, what does the book say? Don't be too sure of yourself, lest you fall.
Yes, sir.
Lest you fall. And I tell you, there's been a lot of presumptuous people. A lot of presumptuous people. And I don't know. All right, but if you're coming to the feast, you've been invited to celebrate it with us. And, of course, I went over the... Anybody, y'all seen them portable showers, right? You know, the little straight ones that run straight up, and then they got their little generator on the side and 5-gallon bucket. Teacher Shane and I, when we was up there in Ella Mitch's playing block last summer, I took my shower every day. I just, you know, instead of all you got to do is, people say you got to take the hose and run to the hose and just keep it running. No, you don't. All I did was fill up that 5-gallon bucket. I got almost 3 showers out of 1 5-gallon bucket because it heats it up instantly. So all you got to do is put that hose in there and cut it on, let it run for about 5-10 seconds of heat. Get in there and lather up, cut it off. You got to improvise.
Yes,
and adapt and overcome when you're out in the field. You know what I mean? Lather up, cut it back on, rinse off. I was probably at in between half and 3/4 of a bucket.
That's all you need.
Let the water sit there all night long. Went back out there the next day, hit it again. And I was between 1/4 and empty on the second shower. That's good. Mm-hmm. All I do is fill the bucket back up again. We good to go.
Yes, sir.
You can do it.
Yep.
You can do it. That's better than what it used to be in the military because we didn't get to go and take no showers every day. Can you imagine being 3 weeks out in the damn jungle and you don't see no civilization at all? And the only time you ever get wet is when you cross in a swamp with some big-ass snake with a head about this damn big. Ass ranger. I ain't playing. That's why I say you won't find out what a man is. Let's just put him in the middle of the woods and tell him to stay out there all night. We'll find out.
Yes, sir.
They be worried about the ghost of chicken coming to get them or something like that. And ain't no, I told y'all, you should be afraid of the daylight.
Yeah,
you should be afraid of darkness. Y'all done make darkness.
Come on,
Billy.
Come on,
Seth.
You
got to check his mindset, man. That's your safety right there.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, when you're in the open in the daylight, that's when you expose.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Wow.
Anyway, I forget this. Anyway. David said, yay, go, I walk
down. That is the sound of death.
And I will fear
no evil.
For thou art with me.
Thy
rod and
thy
staff.
Come on, Jeff.
You and me. That's the kind of mind. You need to do is just put it in there.
Yeah.
That's why I think I told Dad down when he was getting ready to pass over. And he was just taking a breath like almost every 45 seconds. Told him how much I appreciate him for being there all my life. You know what I mean? Being a good dad, being the best he can, supporting me a whole time in the ministry when he got born again. You know, Mom and Dad died. He got born again like, what, 58, 59 years old?
Wow.
Come on, think about that. And his son preached to him.
Yeah.
Teacher Sam was sitting right there at the table. Well, he wasn't that when I was ministering to Dad Dow, but he was the first one in the ministry. Came over at my mom and dad's house, and we was over there doing a scripture study at the kitchen table.
Mm-hmm.
What we teaching?
He was
at the Pentecostal church.
Yeah.
He come out of a rock band,
mm-hmm.
called Conceited.
Mm-hmm.
And I seen the singer, Johnny B. Ooh, I said, did you see him teach? He don't look like you do. Man, I'll show you what a rolled up arm, long out wet look like. Man, let me show you what a rolled up arm, long out wet look like. Man, I tell you, and then you look at him and teacher saying they're about the same age. I think Johnny's a little younger than you, Maybe no more than maybe, what, 2 years, a year or two?
Yes, close.
Man, wait till you see this. Y'all think I'm kidding? I'm going to show y'all what rolled up hard if I didn't delete it, because, man, and he was the lead singer, and Johnny could sing, too. Oh, that's blurry. I'm going to try to do something to give him a little justice. Look at it.
Damn, man.
that's 2 years younger than teacher.
Man, I drank a Slitz Bone Liquor Bowl during the Super Bowl. Only one.
Man, I was hugging the toilet, boy. That was tearing me up.
Now,
turn around. When I got 24, I didn't drink nothing else until I was 44.
Wow.
I'm different. Yes, sir. I mean, I do it in moderation. You haven't seen me sloppy, bent over drunk.
Yes,
nah, I ain't gonna do that either. And if I want to, I can quit just like I did. Ain't no big deal to me. Tell me,
yes,
I ain't letting nothing gonna be in control of me. Except the Most High.
Yes, sir.
Home.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And it makes me feel good, too, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving y'all real life testimony.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. I believe.
For real.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Everything in moderation.
Yes, sir.
Israel, I want y'all to be saved. Don't be in no hurry. You'll get here. Make sure you pray before you leave your home.
Yes.
Always pray.
Always.
Yes, there's not a day that don't go by. As soon as I hit that gate,
yes, sir.
First thing we do is stop. And we pray.
Yes, sir.
And then when we get back, first thing we do is give thanks.
Yes. Hallelujah.
First thing we do, give thanks.
Yes.
And I need to make sure that that is part of y'all life. You need to see. The book says, "Is all right, I'm gonna be quoting
the
book." I used to just do chapter and verse, man. I ain't gonna do that. I'm doing it for reading purposes. You know what I mean? I'm not just chapter and verse all damn day long with them. But the book says, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And some people, they know how to quote it, but they don't know how to live it.
Yes, sir.
You see, I trust him.
Wow.
You should trust him.
Yes, sir.
I trust him for every step.
Yes.
I trust him every breath.
Yes.
I do. I trust him. I trust him.
Yes, sir.
I just trust him.
I do, too.
You hear me?
Yes, sir.
Straight up, I'll be on the plane.
Yes.
You know, I'm not worried about no damn plane. I'll be on the plane. I'll be sitting up there, man. I'll be take my hat off first, praying.
Yeah, yes,
come on.
Yep.
Come on.
They should be thinking, y'all, there's somebody who's praying.
Yeah,
they don't get them down.
That's right.
All
that's
I
right.
did was
that's
just dispatch a bunch of angels.
That's it. All
yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Being yep. kept around about.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the prayer.
Yep. Come on. Get us down, man.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, sir. Book says by prayer and supplication.
Yeah.
Always be watching, man. You
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Man, I don't want to hear this, man. Man, y'all something else out there.
Mm.
I keep telling you, there's something going on today. And it's amazing, no matter where I go, because I preach everywhere I go. I preach. Oh, yeah, well, I don't care. I'm going to preach. I don't care if people get uncomfortable.
Yes.
I'm uncomfortable watching you.
Hallelujah.
Me too.
No, straight up.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I got the words of eternal life because of him.
Yeah.
And believe me, I don't just get out there and holler and scream. I know when to preach. I don't want a thing. I'm not ashamed. It is the power of God
through
the salvation to the Yehudi first and also to the God.
Yes, sir.
Mm. All right, do me something now. Ain't there?
Good news.
Hallelujah.
Yep.
Mm. So take your time getting here. Be safe.
Yes, sir.
Watch the six.
Mm. Yes.
It's a crazy world out there.
Yes.
It's a crazy world out there. All right.
Yes, it is.
Now, isn't it amazing how does everybody come up with all these different calendars? I mean, I went on, you know, you click on YouTube, I guess because of the way that your algorithms or something like that go when you, next thing you know, I got these people popping up on the side over here,
right.
Passover.
Yeah.
I'm like, you already celebrate Passover? The spring ain't here yet.
No.
I'm like, you celebrating Passover right now? I was like, even nature tell you,
yes,
ain't even got no green on the trees.
Yeah. That's true.
I mean, they still in a dead winter. Don't tell me, the vernal equinox or what the pages and all that. I mean, don't want to hear that. The Julian got in the Gorganian got man, forget that mess.
Yeah,
I guarantee you one thing, Go look out tonight. I guarantee you, you're going to see the new moon.
Mm.
And the new moon means total darkness.
Yeah.
That don't mean no sliver.
Yeah.
I need to start reading my newsletters, man. I'm telling you. I did this, what, 10 years ago? Newsletters, 10, almost 10, 12 years old? 8, 9, 7 years old. All that information is up there.
Yes,
it is. It's all up there if you want to be educated in the book.
Yes, sir.
You can save yourself a lot of stuff. You can save yourself a lot of time. You tell them to bring some napkins in this place. You can save yourself a lot of stuff if you would just go and read some of those newsletters. You can get more. You know what? I've had people say this 1,000 times over, that they learn more as being in Straightway for 1 month than they have in all their years of being in Straightway.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well,
They say, well, we don't like the way that preacher talks. I tell you what, I pale in comparison to the way Elijah talked.
Mm.
Y'all just have this so-called clean translation. Elijah, he tore it up. And I thank each and every last one of y'all for your contributions. I promise it'll be used for the work of the kingdom. Glory to the kingdom.
Glory to the kingdom.
But this tough generation. But let me ask, can I ask y'all something before we get started?
Yes, sir.
A lot of us married.
Yes, sir.
Some ain't. Some going to be married, right?
Yes, sir.
When you get married, man, you just don't go and sit and walk around holding your wife's hand. Everywhere you go, you're in the grocery store, holding a hand. You go to the post office, you both get out holding a hand. They be overperforming. You got these Lebanese that be out there holding hands everywhere, like, look it up. Summer now is at the resort, right?
Oh, yeah.
I said, every time the damn Lebanese come around, I said, every single time they come around, I said, make sure you grab with his girl. You know what I'm talking about, right? Okay. You know, you got to use words like that nowadays. You know, I don't think that's a bad one today, but it's getting there. It's getting there, though. What I'm saying is, it's like a homosexual. They over-feminine. We are literally around. You can see our sisters. They are feminine women.
They are.
They be overexerting. They be doing too much.
Yes, sir.
That's how you know it's safe.
Yes.
I mean, they be overacting. Anyway.
Yes, sir.
And then, you see the reason why the Most High God told us to come out?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
I tell you, these Hebrew camps, they in trouble. They ain't trying to come out.
Okay.
Year after year after year, I see them in the same cities, same stairway living, in the same old cesspool of hell.
Yep.
And they, you know what? They want to call themselves teachers of the book, but they won't live this part, nor will they teach it. Remember, I did a message said, I guarantee you, you won't. All the people out there on the internet, they will not preach this message. I ain't got to worry about nobody coming behind me on this. They ain't going to do it. They ain't going to do it. They won't do it. This stuff is good. But all I gotta do is check the new moon night. It's gonna be out. Alright?
Sir.
Alright. We're getting ready to move on. Try to focus on that. Hey, take this out. So, Brother Chris, I'm sitting here. And, you know, you get up in the morning, you go check your phone, right?
Yeah.
No, that phone lab damn thing, man.
Yeah.
If I lost that damn thing in the ocean, I'll be fine. Everybody else is going to be fine, but I'll be fine. But, you know, the Israel, I got to give y'all a shout-out, even to some of y'all very discerning. They don't call, they don't text, they don't do nothing when they know I'm on what the world calls vacation. And, shoot, man. So I'm going to get finished with that. I go and check the channel, see how everything is going the analytics and all of those, all right? You look over here and next thing you know, who in the world are these? So the trending thing is going on today is to put Pastor Val's name in all caps at the front of every one of their videos. You know the reason why? Because they ain't got a name for themselves. And the only thing they're trying to do is, Pete, you think Pete, this world ain't too intelligent. You think that they don't understand that they just there trying to get subscribers.
Right. Yeah.
And you know what's amazing? I sit up there and I'm like, well, look at this. Man, that's 10 more new enemies. Y'all hear this?
Sir.
You know, the one thing I found out? Y'all just brought it to my mind here this evening. The one thing I found out is that every single person out there that is making videos, so-called. Now, hold on. Let me stop again. I got another thought coming in.
Go ahead.
I thought a testimony, according to the book of Revelation, is about overcoming.
Yeah.
Are you following me? They get up. Then because they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Yes, sir.
I thought that's what a testimony was.
Yes, sir.
They testifying from their perspective, allegedly, what I done to them.
Gosh.
All this abuse people been suffering for 30 years, and I still ain't did a lick of time in jail. I still ain't did a lick of time in jail. Amazing, isn't it?
Very.
I spend more time in jail getting a ticket for driving with my fog lights on in Louisiana. And I didn't go to jail for that. But the judges threw me, he said, bam, contempt the court. I'm going to get out and get off. I'll talk to y'all about that later. I'll tell y'all about that later, okay?
Yes, sir.
No, I got thrown in jail for that. Can you believe that? Can you believe that?
Wow. I believe all that.
Because me and they caught me about to roll on the side of the road. I said, are you out of your damn mind? It's dark out here. Anyway, we'll talk to y'all about that.
All right, sir.
I was just a different specimen then. You know what I mean? I wasn't quick. I was very different. But, you know, man, everybody got a line across. You know what I mean? You don't know just because these actors got uniforms on, man. They don't, come on, who the hell are you?
Nobody.
You remember when I went to jail for that? So anyway, what was I talking about? Y'all forgot
what is enemies.
You said,
enemies.
He said he was
going to put your name on the video.
Oh, yeah, y'all got it. So I look up and I got like 10 more brand new enemies, all false witnesses. And then what I'm getting ready to say is this. I want everybody listening. If you're listening, type in number 7 in the chat room. Y'all cannot miss this one.
Seven.
Y'all bought this to my mind. You ready for this one, Teach? Wait till you hear this one. Huh? Y'all know what the law says, right? Out of the mouth of two or more what?
Witnesses.
Shall every word be what?
Seven.
Watch this. Not one person that has ever got online on the internet and so-called testify about me, not a one of them ever lived on the community.
Wow.
Think about that. Think about that. Because if you live on the community, our life is like an open book around here.
Yes,
we see your breakfast. We see your dinner. We see you walk around all day long. Not one. You see me when I'm coming, you see me when I'm going.
Yes.
You see exactly what's going on. You see my size. You see everything. You see there's nothing hid on the community. The only thing is that we don't live in a glass house is the bedroom.
Yep.
So now wait a minute now. If you ain't, think about this, if I'm doing all of this, and none of these witnesses has ever lived like the latest one. Y'all remember a few weeks ago, I said, where is Sister Lala? Y'all ever heard me say that?
Yep.
I said, where is Sister Lala at?
Yep.
Well, I finally heard from Sister Lala.
Wow.
She's out there testifying on Mike Fuller's channel and Victoria Hardwick and all them. Hmm? Telling her truth. My good. My good. I will see Sister Lala. I want y'all Israelites to bear witness with me in this chat room if I'm telling the truth or not. I don't know y'all scattered everywhere out there. We will see Sister Lala maybe once, at most, twice a year. Watch this. She got a testimony about straightway. Right? Well, hold on. It gets better. You want Sister Lala live? Utah.
That's it.
If I'm not, come on, Israel, did those of you who know I'm telling the truth, either type in truth or facts.
Truth.
She out there testifying. I'm going to testify now. I'm going to do they testifying. Testify, testify, testify. Y'all live on high. So, and I'm telling you, y'all sisters out there, again, see, this is what they get me for. They say I don't love sisters. They say I'm rough on sisters. It's amazing, because the only sisters that will take it that way are the ones who got Jezebel spirits.
Sir.
Because you go listen to sister broadcast, you would never see it. You would never hear it.
Yeah.
We got witnesses.
That's connected.
Come on.
TJ, come on, man. You see my family all got deep.
Yes.
Come on, Donald. Come on, man. Come on, McNabb. Come on, tell us, D.
Yes.
Come on, tell us. Mike. Come on, M. Teach. Y'all see my life?
Yes.
Like an open book.
Yes, sir.
If I'm this monster of a man, how is it that it don't reflect on my eyes?
Come on, what other one?
Huh? My side is busy trying to strengthen Israel to help women to be in the roles and the places to
be.
Am I telling the truth?
Right.
When y'all come over here to my little humble abode, do they not serve y'all?
Yes. Yes.
Do they do it with joy and gladness?
Yes. Yes.
Do y'all even sense or detect a Jezebel spirit?
No, sir.
It's almost crazy, isn't it? You like, damn, I ain't never seen no women do this, folks.
Yeah,
you. Am I telling the truth?
Yes, sir.
See what y'all women do. Now, I don't give a damn what y'all say. I'm going to tell the truth and save the devil.
Yes, sir.
Do what happened was. See, Lala, goddamn, and you know, they like all this vanity.
Mm-hmm.
They like getting out there and taking selfies.
Yeah.
And what she was doing was taking a photo of her face.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got a nice little button-looking face. She's not an ugly woman.
Yeah.
She got taking photos of her face.
Yeah.
You know what happened? One of the brothers seen her, knowing she was in the ministry, got interested in her because they seen a photo of her.
Baby.
That's why I guess the reason why I call it baby
the book.
Yeah. But the book ain't been opened yet.
Damn.
Come on, man. Come on, we be trying to talk to y'all about stuff like this.
We
try our best to talk to y'all, but y'all don't listen. I told y'all. I'm a farmer.
Yes.
Come on, Jeff.
You know that.
Been doing this for a
come on, Mac. Come on.
You're a great judge.
Yep.
Cow.
You're a great judge.
Man, a thousand. Like,
see that?
Yes, sir.
So, a brother that jumped the gun, started wanting to talk to us. Oh, we going to meet up at the feast. All good. We going to meet up at the feast.
Yeah.
Imagine, the only thing he's seen of her is what?
Baby.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear this, right?
Which is
sir. Mind you, what I'm telling y'all now is a fact. And anything else I add to this is addendum, my witnesses is Michael Israel. because he listens to the whole thing. All right? So check this out. So she gets on there on Mike Fuller's channel. And you can tell Mike done went back to crack cocaine. He back to cocaine again. Out there driving trucks and snorting coke. Damn shame. So anyway, this is what happened. She gets into the piece. I'm not going to name the brother who it was. I'm not going to name it. I talked to him outside about this at the dinner table to confirm it. And they said, you are right. All right? She gets into the piece. She's all excited. This brother sees her. He said, oh, hell no. And took off and ran.
Jesus.
Left her up at the gym. I mean, you talking about, you ain't got to worry about rain. Tears were flowing down the hill because he rejected her. You know the reason why, right? Told y'all and y'all damn deceptive ass practices.
Damn.
If you're going to take a damn picture, take a picture of your whole body. Don't sit up and try to deceive. You think your pretty face has you all lined up.
Yep.
Man, he seen that woman with no neck.
Damn.
Body looking like a hippo. That brother took off. That brother took off and ran. Now let's see how funny it is.
Yes.
When a rider start hitting back.
Yeah.
I ain't got a fabricated shit. All I got to do is tell the truth. She had something going on and she asked me to pray for her. Pray for her, her husband said, wait a minute. He said, I saw what y'all were doing. He says, and I don't even know how to ask, but I want some of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, we in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Mm. And guess who's standing right next door to us, who met us there in Hawaii? Ron Wittenbach. His family owns a hotel chain up in Canada on the California side. Mm-hmm. What people don't know about this so-called quote-unquote Pastor Ron, he is clinically, medically diagnosed of schizophrenic.
I believe
it is. No, for real. Straight up. He's straight up and clinically and medically a schizo. The world says this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how you people feel out there biting off on all this shit? You know what I mean? Well, you don't know what we know. He came here one time to the feast, cutting the food. Man, the bros was about ready to tear him in half. Am I not kidding? We called the police just to save him. The police came and got him, kept him in jail. His mother had to fly all the way from the other side. We talk about the California, Alaska side.
Wow.
All the way clear across this country to come and get him, to bail him out of jail, just to get him back home.
Wow.
You know what he does? He gets back home. First thing he does is get a big old tattoo on his forearm and straightway.
What?
You can't make this up. You don't believe? Go watch the video. Go watch the video. You can't make this stuff up. Only been here, what, once? I ain't know everything he has to know about the straightway. I tried to deal with him in Hawaii. Nothing. Couldn't deal with him. Nothing. Yet he has the arrogance and audacity, unmitigated gall, to sit up and talk about straightway as if he's an eyewitness. Is that not classified as a false witness?
Absolutely.
False witnesses did rise up against me and lay things to my charge, which I knew not. Sound like book to me. Hmm? Next thing I know, Michael Israel calling me up, and he's basically disparaging his wife, cussing him out. I said, little brother, this is the same little bitty man. He's about 5'2". They said he's going to go whoop Pastor Corey ass next time he sees him. I shook my head. Pastor Corey called me and said, Pastor, who in the hell? I mean, honestly, every time I turn around, I got to explain this story all over again.
Yeah, long
day. That was a long time. He wouldn't say nothing about myself and Pastor, myself and Mother Carol. Now he's talking about us. See what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's why. The book says, answer a fool according to his folly. You follow me? But then, it also states that foolish and unlearned, if you got a question, that question is also a form of statement.
Yeah.
Avoid. All it does is demonstrate. That's why you don't hear me talking about it. You wasting your time if you out there looking. What do inquiring minds really want to know? Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
What are you looking for?
Yeah, yeah.
If you really truly want to know how Pastor Dow and his family and the community is, just come around. You get to see everybody you want to see. And guess what? It's still the same. The only difference between us now as opposed to then is that we're more mature, we're more spiritual, more powerful, and a hell of a lot older. The only difference between the old past, the young past down this way is this gray hair that's down here on my beard. You see what I'm saying? I'm a hell of a lot more wise than what all you gotta do is just go back and look at the video. You can tell I knew exactly what the hell I was talking about.
Yeah, sir, Matt.
And you can, if you sit down and watch, you can probably grow in wisdom with me as I age. Why wouldn't you?
Archive. Big old
thing. And I've been a father to to many sons.
Yes, sir.
They've never had fathers.
Bless you,
thank you.
Don't mind.
Yes.
Hope I can pay it forward and you can pass the mantle on and do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
The same thing.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, back to Lala. So she sent him in crying her ass off, dealing with a spirit of rejection. You shouldn't have lied in the first damn place just by placing your face only.
Yep.
That's deception.
Yep.
And so when this brother took off and ran
yep.
from your fat ass, see, that's what he get upset.
Now, go
ahead. Nah. We keep it in 100. 100 real.
Yeah.
He want to go jump into all of your damn emotions. See, if you would have took a full body picture, not you mean full body.
Head, shoulders, knees, so.
Huh? He could have made a season where he's going to talk to you.
Yeah,
there. Right. He said, no, you want to use accepted practice. Then the first thing you do, you want to run to the damn internet.
Mm-hmm.
All these years later, telling your sorry ass rejection story.
Yeah.
Which, can I ask y'all a question?
Go ahead.
Where is the shame at today?
Right.
The Bible says it is a shame to speak of those things which is done in darkness. Anybody ever, am I the only one to read the book today? I know I'm not the only one to read the Bible today, man. I mean, where is the shame? There's no shame today. No shame.
Yo, Rufus, boy, bless his heart.
I so love that man. Boy, I love that man. Yo, Rufus, straight up man. Boy, I tell you, he showed you he'll roll on the floor. But I'm telling the truth.
Yeah.
I'm not adding no jelly.
I believe it.
I'm keeping it 100.
Yes, sir.
So next thing you know, yeah. So you think about this, though.
Yeah.
Listen to me, all y'all.
Yeah.
I'm totally unconcerned about the people who I've never met. Everybody out there, everybody wants a piece of Pastor Dow. The only piece your ass don't want is to jump in a damn ring where I can see your ass face to face. Don't give a damn how young or how old, how big or how small you are. This pastor is a cut out of a total different damn cloth. Now that damn angry man, let's get it. Let them get it. And let's see if Pastor Dow is that kind of punk. Bring your young ass, your old ass, don't give a damn what ass you are. Let's see. All the enemies don't want to answer that call.
Nope.
But they quick to roll run this social media. Mm-hmm. I believe in laying on of hands. 100%, both of them. I believe it. But like I said before, you watch these people. They don't have one damn testimony of the power, the fruit of the Spirit that follows them in their life.
That's true.
It's like Victoria, you know, she cares. You know, she calls Yah Speed out there. She's out there making videos about me telling me I need to repent. What damn woman's going to tell me I need to repent? Oh, you out of your damn, a woman going to tell me I need to repent? See, there you go. That's where that masculine spirit comes in.
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
She all salty because she used to take care of my dad, right?
Yes.
She all salty because her fat ass tried to make goo-goo eyes in me.
Mm.
And she thought she could go get her damn teeth fixed. That said I would be interested in a funky ass. I ain't like that. Y'all ain't seen my guy.
Oh,
I mean, I got some beautiful size.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, intelligent.
Yes, sir.
Well put together, thoughtful. And, I mean, I ain't got no time for that.
Yes, sir.
True. Shit been rolled up hard, hung out wet. I ain't got no time for that, man. I don't have no time for that. And you won't get all talking, man, because I will not You should be thanking God that I'd even respond to your advances. Now you all in the world, they have this clinical definition that says, hell has known no fury like a woman's scorn.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that ain't biblical. That's just world.
Yeah.
There you go for another rejection. Elder Donnie rejected him. I didn't give a chance to reject because I just ignored him. I put them down blind going like them horses got mad out of there. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then they go out there and get all mad and salty because like Lala and like Victoria, ain't no man in the ministry wanted. They're like, DJ, you remember when me and you and Kabir went down in one country and you remember that country place where we were looking at that man? And that ugly woman she was loving some T-shirts.
Yeah.
Woo! Feet! Man, see, we were coming out, I'm going to fast through T-shirts, like, y'all gonna leave me here? I was like, man, that's what your ass gets for looking good. Shouldn't be so damn good looking, man. That woman was, man, she left a phone number. She was pushing hard, but she not pushing hard. DJ was not trying to make no bad. He was not trying to do no talking. He was not trying to do anything. All he was doing was racing Kabir.
Yeah.
That's it.
And winning, sir.
Did we ever post to that?
Yes.
We did? Who won?
I did. I actually think he did.
You think he did?
Yeah, it looked like he did.
Okay. Kabir, they saying you lost. Matthew, we in the middle of...
I don't like him,
though. We're in the middle of redneck rebel yell, Save-A-Lot parking lot.
Yes.
Me and David, Kabir, and TJ. And the best thing we could do to pass time right on the wheel river drink for them two to be racing in muffles.
Yeah, muffles, yo. That's right.
Kabir has some stamina too, boy, because he can walk them damn mountains.
Yes.
Ooh, man, could he walk them mountains? How you say you won? It looked like Kabir crossed the line first. He didn't cross the line first? Okay.
Don't worry about that part.
Oh! He said somebody started early, and he said, don't worry about that part. And I think in the world, honesty is the best policy. All right. All right. So they experience rejection at their own damn wicked wild. But then you have to turn around and slander. And if you know the word offender, right? Let's go a little bit deeper. The word offended is, let me go out here, because I'm offended, and say everything negative and derogatory, so those who could be ordained to eternal life will be offended and not listen to them.
Yeah.
Now you got blood on your hands.
Yeah.
And you all in your feelings and emotions. You better, y'all people better learn sobriety, spiritual sobriety. You better learn. When I tell you I full well know what the hell I'm doing, I know what the hell I'm doing.
Yes.
I don't take souls lightly at all. He already told me, and he told him, when you read the book, you shall receive a greater condemnation. Anybody want trade seats?
No, sir.
You got it. Anybody want trade seats now?
No, sir. I don't want it.
You see what I mean? You going to be responsible for all these souls like this?
No.
You better know what you're doing. You know what I'm
saying? Yes, sir.
Uh-uh. Be about it. Now, I'm talking, shall we begin? And let's spend it on Mikey. Note the book says, now, Elder Don is an elder, right?
Yes, sir.
Note the book says, obey them that have a rule over you.
Yes, sir.
And submit yourself for they watch for your soul that they that must give an account. That they may do it with joy and not with grief.
Yes,
because if you don't do it, it's going to be unprofitable to you. They know what the book says.
Yes, sir.
You don't want to obey the elder? Your ass got body slim? Now you're salty and your ass gone. Bottom line, you should obey. Now, that's the truth. That's the naked truth. He gonna go out there, we got our police, y'all hear that? Oh, pass the dial. You see how they do it? He going to deceptive practice. He going to deceptive practice. Pass the dial, X, Y. Bro, I don't have no X, I have formers. Former. Evolving. Gets body slammed by Elder Donnie. Boy, that sound like Sports Illustrated headlines, don't it? The whole purpose of giving somebody a bill is so that you can send them out without shame. Can I talk about this for a second? I mean, the book says in Matthew, the first chapter, Matthew 1.
Yeah.
I mean, the angel of the Most High God said to yourself, listen, fear not to take unto thee Mary for thy wife, but that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit.
Right. Yeah.
You know why? Because what did the book say before that? He was minded to put her away. How? Literally, meaning integrity, to keep her honor. To keep her honor intact. Now, today you got these bitches, first thing they do, no honor at all. And then you wonder why your ass gonna die lonely with a cat. No
honor.
Yeah.
True.
Shame.
Yeah.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shall we begin?
Yeah.
Shall we begin? See, nobody don't want this smoke.
Yeah.
There's always, as the word says, two sides to every story.
Yeah.
Just because somebody get out there and testify, anybody can test a lie. And how many times have I got in front of this camera and said, anybody got an off or a fault with me? I say this, we can civilly discuss this and settle it.
No,
I said civilly.
Yes, sir.
No guns. No fighting, no nothing. Come on, let's just talk like intelligent people.
Yeah.
How many times y'all heard me say, where are they at? Where they at? Where are they? Nowhere to be found. I don't know how much more integrity you can have. I don't know how much more honest you can be. Now, listen, I know what's going on. Look at the devil, and the devil is a liar. The book says, smite the shepherd. And the sheep was scattered. That they all out to me.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Because they're hoping to scatter. They're a tool of Satan.
Right. Yes, they are.
Submitted to him at his will.
Yeah.
Come on, let's get on the 1 Corinthians 4:4. This is a story. We're going to roll on with this. I think it's either 1 or 2 Corinthians 4:4. Tell me whom the God of this world have blinded the mind.
Mm.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Now, let me tell y'all something. Can I say this in all honesty?
Yes, sir.
I am a man, even after conversion, fallible and flawed. I don't even, there's not even a month that go by I don't see something need help in searching myself. But I'm active in doing it.
Yes, sir.
I go, oh, God of mercy. Kind of like Paul.
Yeah.
Who's going to deliver me from the body of this devil? Man, I thank y'all.
Thank you,
for Yeshua on
your shit. Yeah! Thank you, Jesus.
Am I here?
Yeah.
Come on, Chief, what you got?
Mm. Let's start at verse 3.
What book you in?
Second Corinthians.
Come on.
But
verse 3.
If our gospel be hid,
the message be hid,
it is hid to them that are lost.
That are what?
Come on.
Now, let's just think about this. Stop for a second. Usually, men of Yah said something in the day and time and hour they were living in that would entice people to gnash on them with their teeth, that will piss people off and want them to be put to death.
Yes, sir.
I think I'm doing a pretty damn good job of it today.
You are.
Yeah.
Same.
Keep it going.
Amen. I think I'm doing a pretty damn good job.
You are.
Yes, sir.
I ain't trying to soft pedal shit.
Nope.
Now, don't get me wrong. You got me. I'm in jail getting ready to go to the guillotine. No, I said I got to go to the guillotine.
Yeah.
Do I want to see death at earth? No, I don't. I want to live like everybody else do. But you know what? I'm not going to die ashamed.
Hallelujah.
I know it's my time up. I'm out, man. So guess what? I'm going to thank y'all.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
I'm going to make sure I'm going to die in a testimony.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the only way you can talk like that is if you live like
that. Yes, come on, sir. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You people something.
Ooh.
As Ranger. He wasn't saved worth shit. And yet he was willing to go out there and die for this damn country. Came close to death many times. Him and a frog man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why I keep telling y'all, it's easy to die for something, but it's a hell of a lot harder to live. Mm-hmm. We can teach.
But if our gospel be here, it is here to them that are lost. In whom? The God, the mighty one of this world.
What'd he do?
Has blinded the mind.
He blinded the what?
The mind.
You that Christian?
He blinded the damn mind.
Not your eyesight, but your mind.
Yes, sir.
What is the purpose and sole reason, the reason why he blinded their minds? Teach, come on.
Of them which believe not. This, the light of the glorious good news gospel of Messiah, who is the image of God.
Hold on. We had a guy who said, can a man of God practice drunkenness? Let me see, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, right? So this is a guy, accusation, right? Am I drunk in here?
No, sir.
Why even seem like I'm drunk?
No, sir.
Damn, you should be able to tell if I'm drunk or not, asshole.
Shut up.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Where in the book does it ever condemn us even drinking? If it does, then Jesus is going to hell himself.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only Jesus, Moses and all the Israelites going to hell. David is done. And then Paul, writing to Timothy, if you even got an infirmity in your stomach, drink no water only, but a little bit of wine. Oh, man, you stupid people. I just did that for y'all. Go to the phone. Let's get back to the message. Come on, D. We don't back to the message again. Come on, D.
Just as we said, in whom the mighty one of this world has blinded the mind.
There it is again. Blinded the minds.
Yep. Which believe not.
See, that's the whole purpose. They already don't believe, and he made sure he solidified it. By blinding the mind. Come on, teach.
This, the light of the glorious good message.
The glorious good message.
Oh, yeah. Glorious. Of Messiah, who is the image of God.
Yes, he is.
Should shine unto them.
I don't know what else spirits can do. And to save y'all a little time, Thessalonians talking about with all deceitfulness, unrighteous, and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. For this cause, I would send them a strong delusion.
Yes.
What is the purpose of a strong delusion? Watch this. Yah sent the delusion. You know, Yah love everybody. So that they might be damned because they believe not the truth. They don't love it, but they have pleasure in unrighteousness. That's the problem right there. See what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
Know what I'm talking about? I'm telling you, I've been doing this far too long. I've been living, more than just doing, I've been living this.
Yes, sir.
There's a different dynamic when you live this.
Yes, sir.
I've seen you somewhere before. I promise I have. There's only so many spiritual mans in this world. And you ain't unique. I've seen you somewhere before.
Ooh, yeah.
So when I see your spirit, I know exactly who I'm dealing with.
Ooh, yeah.
Truth. There's a different dynamic when you live this thing. Mm-hmm. They that preach the message must live the message. That's why I'm always 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 steps ahead of me. All right. So let's move on. What more I got in here? Oh. This is what tripped me out more than anything. So, y'all sent me and my child out into the wild blue yonder. So I could just sit on my butt and do nothing.
Hallelujah.
And I did. Except play volleyball. I played a lot of volleyball.
Hallelujah.
I just couldn't do it, you know what I mean. I got to get them to do something there. You know what I mean? Just walk in the beach and not. I did not go to the gym one time.
Yeah.
I did. I promise you can ask her. And y'all know that's not me.
Yeah.
They go to the gym one time. But I get back all these messages. Pastor Dallas, is it a sin if you are divorced and remarried? And I keep going on and on. How many times have I covered this stuff? Now, the problem is this. Who are you listening to?
Table.
You got to.
Yeah,
you have to understand in Christianity, these people have doctrines of men.
Yes.
Traditions of men.
Yes, sir.
Get Colossians 2:8 real quick. Now, you ain't going to see it. It ain't on here. I'm done with the notes as far as running everything down. Put that in the trash can, man. I'm done with notes. But you see what I'm saying? I'm like, what are you talking about? I've covered this, I can't tell you how many times. And I'm going to make this statement before we go farther. If divorce is a sin,
Yah
is a liar, and he himself is on his way to a burning hell.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to prove this. Because I'm saying that, mind you, he spoke by the prophets, did he?
Yeah.
It's not the mouthpiece of Yah, the prophets.
Yeah,
no, so that means, wait, prophet said it, Yah said it, but if your ass said it, don't mean a damn thing.
That's right.
Colossians 2:18, let's go with it. We gone. We done now. We rolling. Come on, T, what you got?
Beware. Lest any man
do what?
Spoil you.
Do what?
Through philosophy.
Through what? So they're going to spoil you through what?
Philosophy.
Come on.
And they
deceive. And they what?
Deceive.
Write out lies.
Yep.
Come on.
After.
Here we go. After what?
Tradition of men.
The tradition of who?
Men. Less.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Come on.
After the rudiments of the world. And not after Messiah.
After the laws of this world and not after Messiah. Mm-hmm. See, so we're supposed to beware.
Messiah.
People going to come up with some stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That is, let me go this way. Church doctrine.
Yes,
we don't have a church.
No.
We are an assembly.
Yes, hallelujah.
Of the Most High God.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that right?
Hallelujah.
And so therefore we obey Hebrews when it says, forsake not the fellowship of the manner of some
is.
Yes, isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
No, don't forsake the assembly together.
Yep.
Thank you, baby. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
So we hot in this. We here. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
What y'all need to be is people of the word and stop listening to these people's traditions and get with the book. And if you can't get with the book, you need to ask the father for a preacher.
Yes.
The preacher can't save you.
Yes.
Only Yah can save you.
Yes, sir.
But he has an order. Faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of Yah. And how can he preach except he is sent?
How can you hear without a preacher?
Yeah, how can you hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? And how beautiful are the feet. Now, that one right there.
Yeah.
You got to be talking about the walk.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Good news. First, that was your physical.
Mercy.
For
like this got to be talking about. How beautiful are the feet.
Yeah.
And then the preacher, gospel preacher, playing grand tidings.
Hallelujah.
But yet in all this, it says this. And I won't believe it. I ain't going to flat out believe it. You hear me?
Nope.
So, the question is, again, divorce. You got this philosophy in the world that says that Yah, they say God, hates divorce. Anybody can insert anything. Are you following me? That doesn't mean that it's true. Are you following me? They can insert any damn thing. That doesn't mean that it's true. Anybody can come up with, I'm not, you can't even call it a logical fallacy because it's not even logical. And a logical fallacy, and most of you don't understand it because you have to be very familiar in debate. You got to add hominies, you got to take the shark. I ain't going on in there. Just don't get into all that because I'm going to just digress into another damn. I ain't going to do that, right? What I'm getting to is this. There is certain philosophies and direction that is used in debate. And you have to be familiar with them anytime somebody is moving the goalposts.
Yes.
All right, I'm going to leave them here. Yeah. We good right now?
Yeah.
But if you're just talking like regular men, you think that when you say something, that your opinion is valid.
Right. Yeah.
But who validates that opinion?
Come on.
You? You put the seal on stamp and staff of approval. We're supposed to believe it?
Mm.
Nobody's going to do that. Has to be validated by a high authority.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Somebody greater than yourself.
Yeah.
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 I'm in ground.
First of all, let's just put this to rest right off the bat. Malachi 2:16. I was only making sure of it. Now, I'm still old now. I'm getting older. I've been young and now I'm old. So come out to, wait a minute. I'm getting ready to pull this, like, pull this up again. All right. Malachi 2:16. Read it, teach. Let's find out if y'all hate divorce.
For Yah.
For Yah what?
The Elohim of Israel.
The Elohim of who?
Israel.
All right. Let's see what he says.
Says.
Says what?
That he hates putting away.
No, he hates divorce.
Putting away.
Hates divorce.
Putting away.
Now, let's stop here for a second. Putting away is a hell of a lot different than divorce.
Break it down. Come on.
And in case you people don't understand, according to Matthew chapter 5, what he was trying to do with Yahshua in the day. Putting away. Now, the scripture version is going to tell you, I've already searched this out years ago. The scripture version is off.
Yeah.
They flat out say that Yah is divorced.
Right.
When you go check,
in RSB too.
Now y'all go check it out. It's always to put it in the way. And you can tell that's the reason why. You know why? I'm going to show proof. Because scripture defines itself.
That's it.
Yah defines himself. Yeah, we're going to get that too.
Yes, sir.
All right? We're going to get that line up on line. We're going to go there too. That's precept from precept. So watch this. So when you put away a woman, you put away with... And when you put her away without a bill.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That means you want to leave her in limbo.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You preach. You dealing with her treacherously.
Yeah.
Come on, teach.
Yeah.
Come on.
And she got desires. Mm-hmm. Natural desires like anyone else. You don't want to give a divorce because you think your man in authority going to be slick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you going to try to make sure that you make her life painful by letting her be separated from you without a proper bill of divorce.
Right.
And then, what the book says, then you cause of her to go and commit adultery.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Now, y'all got your ass for dealing with your wife of your youth.
Come on.
No, we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead. Apparently, I must just been shallow fishing and chicken.
You need to
make
cast
bait. That's the problem. Well, you see what I mean?
Yes.
Y'all hate to put them away.
Yes. Yes.
Because you did not sever the contract.
Right, boy. Sir.
You don't need a bill of divorce for adultery because the law already spoke what the judgment is for adultery.
Yes. Exactly. Yes.
Adultery means you already dead and separated because that's the judgment of adultery.
Yes.
That's why nobody in the law ever got a bill of divorce for adultery because it settled it.
Come on now.
That's true.
Now, hold on. Matthew 5, verse 17, 18, and 19.
Come on,
back to
that. Oh,
This world is something else, bro. You hear me?
Right,
this world is something else.
Right on time.
You can still throw hands pretty fast.
Sure.
I'm slow as hell, man. The other day I was out there hitting that punch bag, man. I just took a video, right? I took a video and I looked out because I'm thinking my mind going, damn, man. I looked at the video and go,
we'll get
time for it. I don't want that still good, but it's good. I take that, though.
That's more
efficient.
Get you back. I'm here now.
See, the one thing I learned about getting old is this. When you're young, you're fast, you're swift, you're strong. The reason why you'll see a lot of old people, they and moving, you know why? Because they don't practice resistance against the fast twitch muscles. They don't do explosive training. To slow, you ain't going to stop all the time, but slow it down a little bit. And then they get, is this the right word, putrefied? Well, you get stiff.
Petrified.
Good, thank you for help.
Atrophy.
Because Summer was what she would let me have it on this. She probably rolling into that now. You said putrefied. But thank you for the help.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying? And you get an
atrophy.
I still can't say it. I told you, I'm in a barn. I'm still on my
mind.
Hey,
we know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, right? So, and you end up getting really slow. And the older you get, you don't push it like, for instance, if you don't go out and do like 20 or 30 yard bursts of sprints, you're going to lose it. You're already losing it as you age. You're going to lose it even more so if your ass don't do nothing.
Oh, very much so.
You ain't lying.
That's the reason why him don't look like his old rock band who's 2 years younger.
They're
living a clean life.
They're working.
You know what I'm saying?
They're working.
Hallelujah. We was in Matthew 5, right? 17, 18. Come on,
really
teach.
Think not.
Think not what?
That I am come to destroy the law.
Wait. Hey, that Christian stuff put a bad taste in your mouth. Don't put a bad taste in your mouth. So think not. And in other words, I got to do this. I want to do it. Come on. Jesus is not telling you to stop thinking like some of you believe. That's just that stupid English stuff.
Yes, sir.
Think not that I come to destroy the law or what?
All the prophets.
He come not to do what?
And come not to destroy.
But to do what?
But to fulfill.
Oh, now let's stop here for a second.
Come on, we'll be there.
Yeah.
He come to bring it to his complete.
Come on.
Go ahead, T.
Mary.
Mary.
Mary. I say unto you.
Yeah.
Hell.
What?
Heaven and earth pass.
Now wait a minute.
Come on.
Y'all see me doing that demonstration a thousand times?
Yes, sir.
Go open up that door. Let's see if heaven and earth still here.
Yeah,
it ain't passed.
No,
it's still here.
Yes, sir.
He says until heaven and earth pass. Yeah. What did he say, teach?
One jot.
One what?
One jot.
Or what?
Or one tittle.
From the what?
By no
shall
way.
It no wise.
To what?
Pass from the law. Till all be fulfilled.
Y'all wait till tomorrow message then.
Yeah,
y'all already gave. He gave me that message when I woke up this morning.
Oh,
hey,
that's why. Sure did. All I had to do was just meditate a little bit.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear myself.
Think
about that. When you're preaching, you're doing a message that you can't even wait to hear how it's going to come out.
Hallelujah.
I never know how the message is going to come out. I be in there preparing, cooking up a message.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is good. I don't know how it's going to come out, though. I truly don't know how it's going to come out.
That is so true.
I thank the Father for it, though.
Hallelujah.
Y'all eating, I'm eating, too.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So heaven and earth ain't passed.
No, it ain't.
So that means the law is not going to pass.
Nope.
Hallelujah. All right. So we're back in Malachi again, right? 2:16. Why they say that? Yah hates divorce. That's what they say. But the book says Yah hates putting away.
Yeah.
Read on.
For one, covers violence with his garment. Said Yahweh of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit that you deal not treacherously.
You do what?
Deal not treacherously.
So when you are just putting a woman away, and you ain't giving her a bill, that's the reason why the most I told you to give her a bill.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because if you give a woman a bill, that's like death, man.
Yes.
That's separation.
Yes.
You already done develop a soul tie.
Yes, sir.
That is straight up death and separation. Oh. It is hard as hell.
Mm. Whoa. Yeah, no, that is.
Nobody want to do that.
Yes, sir.
That's like killing a part of yourself.
Mm.
And in case all you people out there, don't worry about it. We're Israelites.
Yes, sir.
We believe in biblical marriage.
Yeah.
Yes.
A man can have as many wives as
possible. Oh, hallelujah!
Or concubines. 27. Or concubines.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We ain't like y'all monogamous people out there thinking that y'all all in a bag of chips. You liars.
Yeah.
All your preachers are liars, too. And I said it.
Yes,
sir. Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
So watch this. Go to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 8.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, don't go there first. Go to Isaiah 50, verse 1. Then go to Jeremiah chapter 3, verse
8.
Oh, yeah. Let's get it.
Amen.
Come on, with it.
God said, y'all.
Wait a minute. Who said it?
Yeah. Almighty.
Mm.
Elohim.
Yeah.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
The King of the universe.
Oh, yeah.
Read on.
Is your mother put away?
See that? Wow.
Is that put away?
Now watch this. This put away. And Isaiah, what they say in translation is, right?
Yes,
we got another prophet coming up, though, in Jeremiah.
Yeah.
We're going to find what that put away is.
Yeah.
So Jeremiah 3:8.
We with you, sir.
Man, you people better stop this.
Yes.
And then we got one. Yahshua said, if you would have believed Moses, you should have believed me.
Yes.
That's what he said.
Yes, it is,
sir. Read, teach.
And I saw.
What he saw.
And for all the causes whereby backslidden Israel.
Backslidden who?
Israel.
Come on.
Committed adultery.
Israel.
Adultery.
Come on.
I had put all away.
You hear that? He did what?
Put all away.
He had put all what?
Put all away.
Read on.
And given her a bill of divorce.
Y'all ain't like man. He's just gonna put your ass away and treacherously and let you roam around like a nomad.
Mm-hmm.
When you say put your way and I give you a bill of divorce. That's like when you read over in a renewed covenant that the Most High God says that if you forsake all, he'll give you a house, lands, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, they left out the wife's part. They left it out purposely. They left out that part. They just left it out.
Yeah, I did it.
So the book says, blessed is the man who quit was full. Then he said, when a man found a wife, found a good thing.
Favor
for y'all.
Yeah.
And David had a lot of favor because he had
18.
He had a lot of favor.
Come on.
Jacob had a lot of favor. He had four.
Yeah,
he had a lot of favor. Man, Abraham falls like, ooh, wait. Hey, I told y'all, many of y'all better just throw your book away. You preachers already done it anyway. You preachers already done it anyway because you're upset with your clean mouth and your filthy lies.
You
feel what I mean? Man, you don't believe that he come in the volume of the book. You don't believe it. You don't believe it. Read on, teach.
Yet her treacherous sister, Judah.
There's Judah. Yep. He had already divorced Israel.
Yes.
He's telling Judah straight up, read.
Fear not. But went and played the harlot off.
Went and did the same damn thing. All his idolatry. You see how the Most High divided it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get this, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, let's get some renewed covenant real quick.
Yeah.
Let's show you what the intent of marriage from the very beginning was. Hebrews 13, verse 4, bro. Hebrews 13. See this stuff? See it? It just popped.
Yes, sir.
Boom!
It's in there.
There's a lot in there.
That is.
Read it.
Marriage is honorable.
Marriage is what?
Honorable.
And what?
In all
things. Marriage is what?
Honorable.
That's what he wants for us.
Yes.
See, they ain't going to tell you. You can have two. You can have two. You can have three. You can have four if you want it. But if you can't do right, as the Muslims say, by one, don't get no second or third or fourth.
Right.
All you're going to do is bring more heartache and trouble on yourself.
Yes, sir.
I want you all to be married. But I'm not going to sit up and tell y'all, and if you want, you get married if you want to. But if you want my blessings, and I think my blessing is something.
Yes, sir.
I can save you a hell of a lot of damn stuff.
Yes, sir. Please. Yes, sir.
I can save you some
stuff. Yes, sir.
No. You don't need to marry that one. Not that one.
Yes, sir.
Not right now. Let me just finish what I have, and then I'll let you know.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't want no more of that shit.
Yes, sir. Yes,
see, bad. Now watch. Somebody will take this, like long hair, spaghetti hair, damn Rochella, old faggots.
Old faggots.
They will turn around and take that, and you know what they'll do, right?
Yes.
They'll turn around and say, I'm going to report to the empty. Have all these women co-signing for them as if they're some type of prophet. You know what the Muslim said? You know what the Muslim said?
What's that?
The Muslim says, you Americans, y'all wait till y'all hear this. I meant to do a video on this. You Americans are the fault and reason for why the homosexuality movement is so strong.
Facts.
You know what they said? You want to hear what they said?
What's that?
They said, because all you men, you shed your faces.
Mm.
You look like women and you don't grow hair on your faces.
Mm.
You don't have no beard.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I'll tell you.
That was it. That's what they said. The Muslims said that as an indictment. Now you men are here lusting after each other.
Look at them. But the Greeks, Romans,
ain't that a mess?
Hey. Sir.
Now the Muslims are rebuking you.
Yeah.
That's something.
Hey.
What we had to teach?
Marriage is honorable.
Oh, Hebrews 13, honorable. Verse 4, right?
Yeah.
Marriage is honorable. That's what it's intended for, right?
That's right.
Read on.
And the bed undefiled.
And the bed undefiled. Come on.
But whoremongers?
But who?
Whoremongers.
But who?
Whoremongers.
The whoremongers and what?
And adulterers.
Oh! So guess what? I'm in pollution. I'm not committing no adultery.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Tell you one thing, especially if you get two, three wives and they rambunctious, boy, you'll be thanking y'all for monogamy. You want to learn how to lay it to the line.
Yeah.
You ain't got it. You better not look. Don't even think about it. I'm just keeping it pure, man.
Yeah.
You don't have no vigor.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Keep it real.
Yeah, when you get old, things start to... But you know what they said with David, right? David was getting old.
Yeah.
He said, just bring him.
Come on. Hey.
Put that young woman up in the fire. And let's see if he get any heat. What are we going to do about this, Pete? If they want to leave, let them leave. I ain't trying to hold on nobody. If I can't hold you, y'all can't hold you. Well, who am I? You can't be a woman of your word, can't be a man of your word. Why are you trying to hold on? First Corinthians 7, verse 15. Sometimes I get a little mixed up. It ain't first, it's got to be second, 7:15. It's got to be one or the other. I think it's first. What is it?
But if the unbelieving depart.
See? Even Saul. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Now, we're gonna catch Saul on this because a lot of people don't catch Saul's words, okay? He's an apostle. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
He's an apostle. He's seen the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Had a personal revelation of him. I mean, he got some insight. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Let's read.
But if the unbelieving depart.
If the unbelieving do what?
Depart.
Then let them do what?
Let them depart. A brother or a sister.
Is what?
It's not under bondage in such case.
If they leave, let them leave.
Yeah.
Now, remember, we speak to them and know the law. Romans 7, right?
Yes, sir.
You got to know the law now.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you're a man, do it right. If they want to depart, give them a bill. Are you following me? Give them a bill. Forget that we just going to separate for a little while. What? I can read you another part that says, let not the wife depart from her husband.
Yes.
It's in the same chapter we read in right now.
Sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You women don't get to gather around and go in and out like a man does.
Man, no.
You don't get to have 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 men.
Hell.
One seed.
You ain't creating an image of God.
No, sir. That's us.
Hold on, man. First Corinthians chapter 11.
Come on.
There you go. Y'all brought the same spirit, man. Y'all the same spirit. Start in verse 3, man. You're the same spirit. See what I'm saying? Don't settle this time to tell us we some type of male chauvinist pigs or some shit like that.
Yes.
No, we scripture.
Yes, sir.
And to hate y'all.
Yes, sir.
We love y'all.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Oh,
love is love.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on.
All we trying to do is help save your soul alive.
Yes.
Look, I'm in the business of making men.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Men.
Yes, first of all, you can't even be water straight.
Hallelujah.
Unless you are a man. Y'all want to see my notes? That's my notes right here.
Yeah.
I do that shit. That's my notes. And I still ain't finished with them yet. They taste good. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
You know, y'all just eat y'all stuff up. I got to keep going. I just got to peck at it, man.
Oh, you cool.
Where we at?
First Corinthians chapter 11.
Verse 3.
But I would have you know that the head of every man is Messiah.
Wait. All of us in here, we're men.
Yes, sir.
We got a head.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Our head is Messiah.
Hallelujah.
We up ass busting, maybe. And you know how I know that we all know.
Come on.
That he's our head.
Say it.
Because we submit to
say
him.
Yes.
Say
yes.
It.
Yes.
That's it. What you say? Master?
Yeah.
Come on with it. And that's why if any woman's got any work to add, first of all, she gonna have no problem submitting to us because we're submitted to him. And with that said, I want all my sides of y'all still up, and one of y'all got his car, come to this door now.
Hallelujah.
Don't the book says 1 Thessalonians 5:21 to do what?
Prove
all. And do what?
All bad.
That which is what?
Good.
Go on down.
Yes, sir.
Do it.
Come on, Chef.
Man. Now, I'm a five, says in John 14:15, if you what?
Love me.
You do what?
Eat my
we love you.
Obey.
Yes.
Obey.
We
Let your name on y'all.
We love
you. Hallelujah. Let your name on y'all.
Oh, y'all here, right? Why y'all think I called him here? We're going to prove it.
Go ahead. Yeah, start that.
We're going to prove it.
Yes, sir.
Huh. Now, the head of every man is what?
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The head of woman is
man.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Do I not love y'all?
Yes, sir. Yes, I do.
That's you, honey. Are you following?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all have any problem submitting yourself to me?
Not at all.
No, not at all.
Follow me.
Never.
Now, maybe you could be oppressed.
Never.
No.
Abused.
No,
nope. Not at all.
I mean, if y'all abuse it, in other words, y'all want to be abused greatly on this in this factor then, right?
Yes.
You see what I mean? I love this. You see what I mean? All that confidence. And I'll say it now. I'm going to say it before all of y'all out there. All you that have these disparaging comments and all these debates and stuff, get your wife or your spouse, and you all disagree, let's do this thing righteously. Let's put y'all on one side.
Mm.
Let's put my side on the other.
Mm.
And let's see how this thing ends.
Hallelujah.
Because to me, you know what? I'm going to let y'all in on something. Y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Y'all sure y'all want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Do y'all want to hear it out there? If y'all want to hear it, type one.
Well,
I want to hear this one. Dude, we're going to go deep now. No, we're going to go deep, deep, deep.
Yes,
it's just all of just, it's right here. Just pops up in the spirit. Give it to us.
Praise
God.
Praise
Jesus. The 10th commandment says, you should not covet.
Yeah, yeah.
Your what?
Your neighbor's
house or your neighbor's
wife.
Or is I never understood the 10th commandment until I had three of these beautiful ones right here. Because every single one of them I had, somebody covered me.
Wow. Rat bastards.
You get what I'm saying?
New York, boy.
They figure they could get up there and peacock me. You can't peacock more than this. Y'all already know what they got here.
Hey, come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, come on. Come on.
Get the smell up. Matter of fact,
Elder Rufus says it better than anybody ever said it. Learn how to treat them as your sister first. Now, Elder Rufus coined that one.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
You don't love them enough.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Every damn woman in this wicked ass world, this Corinthian ass world, y'all got some damn drama.
Sure,
and some shit. You got to go. When you won't be spiritual, nigga,
yeah.
Honky, hoogie, funky,
yeah.
When you going to rise up.
Yes, sir.
Go to the cage and be like Messiah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Your job is to give them the tools so they
yes.
can succeed.
Yes, yes sir. Yes.
Oh, big badass Pastor Dow.
Go ahead. Come on, sir.
See, you don't know nothing. You know nothing, John Snow. You start loving them as your sisters.
Yeah.
Start seeing them as a wife.
Yes, sir.
Love them as a sister first.
Yes, sir.
Then, later on,
yeah.
you can enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah.
Just like the Messiah labored
yeah.
in the vineyard
yeah.
to save us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes, beautiful.
Marvelous. I don't know how much more damn teaching you can do.
Man.
What more can you damn do? I tell you all the time. Yeah, hey, y'all think I'm screwed up and messed up? Look to my side. How many times I told you that? Look to my life. Look at them. You going to talk to them?
That's it.
I don't know how to be much more honest than that. So when we over here in 1 Corinthians 11:3, I'm sorry, but I do have a hope that there is some holy women of y'all out there, though.
Yes, yes, yes,
you understand what I mean? Yes, have some hope. And you know how much I love Abigail. I love Abigail. I do. But he's one of the few women that took my rebuke and then just actually, but think about it. But was she really truly listening to my rebuke or was she listening to?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The only thing she needed was just a man older to say it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Love it when I see it, man. God bless you. How you doing? Oh, your wife. How many months pregnant you? You better not tell me no damn 16 again either. I didn't say that. You better shut up. And I'm out. Nigga, I'm done. I want to see a righteous seed in Israel. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know the reason why I dig so hard for y'all to get good women, though?
Come on, sir.
They're the first line teachers.
Yeah.
They got them for the first 3 years.
Yes,
after that, if it's a male, all on you.
Yes,
if it's a male, all on you.
Yes, sir, sir.
All on you.
Yes, sir.
I be jumping the gun on this shit. I be wanting this guy to go everywhere I go.
Yeah.
I be on. I mean, now don't get me wrong. As long as he's still shitting in them diapers, he ain't done it. Come on, mom, you come with us.
Yes,
yeah, come on with it. I'm still real. But, man, when it's time to go, boy. Come on, let's roll.
Yeah.
So I'm going to teach you how to be a man. I'm going to see if you really want to be a man.
Yeah, man.
Yep. I can understand if I expect more out of you
right.
than I was capable of producing and living and seeing for myself.
Right. Yes, sir.
But you've seen it for your own damn self. We ain't crying over spilled milk.
That's it.
Are we spot on, teach? That's why you can't be no weak-ass woman and be married to a straightway man. No, you can't do it. You can't not. Nah. You can't do it. Boy. Because they will work their ass off to make sure you're provided for.
Yes.
But I, as a gatekeeper, can I use that word?
Yes,
as a gatekeeper, I'm going to tell you all y'all women right now in the straight way. There's no way in hell I'm going to give you a green light and a go or neither one of my elders as a seal of approval for your ass to move forward with a good Israelite man, when I see all that worldliness and that residue shit on your ass, you can forget it. I don't go back to it again. You see, I'm a father.
Yeah.
I can go right into the back border right now, and I can tell you what is a good piece of cattle.
Go ahead, man.
All I got to do is look at the hindquarters.
Yeah.
I can tell you the fat too much.
Yeah.
I can tell you it's too lean.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you what is a good stock.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think Yahshua always dealt with us in farmer terms?
Yes.
A soil went forth to sow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Agriculture.
See, a lot of people, they listen to Pastor Down, they try to repeat this shit.
Come out right.
And they don't come out right. Y'all
are still in the city. You don't know nothing.
And even if your wife is not an Israelite, I'm hoping by your example, I hope that the Most High y'all would turn that. I'm telling you, man, I know this thing. You know how I know this? Damn, what is that? Where is Felix in Jerusalem? I think it's Acts 24. Felix in Jerusalem. Because remember, Felix was one of those governors. He was a Roman. And Jerusalem was the same thing with Timothy, whose mother was a Jewish. She was a Jewish as well. Are you following me?
Yes,
and she was married to a Roman. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
When the book?
24.
Yes. What verse?
The account starts at verse 1. But
no, that's too much, man. Go straight to it. Where it says she's a Jewess. Judas.
24?
24. That's why I see it. 24, run the beginning, right? Let's roll.
And after certain days.
Certain days.
When Felix came.
When Felix came.
With his wife, Jerusalem.
Jerusalem.
Which was a Jewess.
In other words, she was a Yehudi.
Yeah.
So we got a Roman. Married to a what?
Yehudi.
Serious, why I don't play this damn racist shit?
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it. Because we can do the same thing with Timothy.
Yeah.
I don't play this shit. Mm-hmm. I don't do it. And they can play it all damn day long. They don't mean it right. Somebody got to go to the lowest parts of hell. Somebody got to. That which is born of flesh is flesh. And that which is born of spirit is spirit. And lawful now, you must be born again. I don't want to hear your BS.
Yes,
give me words.
Yeah.
Is this all right?
Yeah.
That is too much for y'all.
No. Oh, yeah.
Y'all getting big. Y'all getting poor.
Second truth.
I just want to know if y'all getting y'all feel.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Dang, we done been everywhere on marriage and divorce, right? Hey, listen, there's no need in going back to Moses, Deuteronomy 24. 1-4, read it for yourself. How about that? We got lives then coming up. Boy, time sure does fly when you're having fun.
Man, yeah,
it does.
Sir.
Damn. Women of Israel. And just because you say Israel, that don't mean you're an Israelite. I'm going to tell you what I do as a man. Look, I have a lot of single sisters on this land right now. And it's not because I wanted their ass here. And I'm not saying that in a disparaging way. But they need a father figure. My house is instrumental in making sure that these women are being nurtured and grown up.
Hallelujah.
I talk to them on a minimum. But when I talk to them, I don't talk to them the way your pops in here. What do you want? I don't talk to them like that. I don't talk to them like that at all. They say, look at him. Look at him. Yeah, look at me. You want to look at me, too. Don't look at me. I don't talk to them too kindly. Neither am I overboard.
Yeah.
I let them know that there's a line. You here and I'm here. I'm in, this is my place. I'm in the father figure mode. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
You over here. You trying to get yourself ready. But your ass ain't going to get no proof. They ain't going to give you no proof. I'm going to give you the proof whether your ass ready or not. You know why? Because I got three approvals sitting right in front of me. One I've been married to for almost damn 40 years. The other one for 10. And the other one for 4. So don't tell me I know what the hell I'm doing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And then another one, get your ass up out of here because I didn't even, man, I couldn't. Anyway, y'all get it, right?
Yes, sir.
Unworthy.
Yeah.
I want to see Israel grow as a nation.
Hallelujah. Yes.
I want us to see, and we're going to do it, whether you like it or not. Y'all going to have it.
In the name of Jesus. Come on,
we're
going
to have it. In the name of Jesus.
Yep.
How do you trade?
25.
I got somebody in mind for you. No, I said, I got somebody in mind.
Hallelujah.
But she got past my test.
Hallelujah.
So take on a wife, ain't nothing simple, man. Ain't nothing. Y'all understand, you're dealing with old Jesus. I got young women who want to be married to me all day long. I ain't thinking about y'all. Bless y'all. I got a job too. I got a young one. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And little his cowboy. That's beautiful. I'm not saying because now that's a beautiful son. That boy is boy.
Yeah.
He is straight up boy.
Yeah.
He is boy. But man, we got to keep Israel going.
Yes, we do.
And when my time is up, just bury me in a leaning damn rest. Let's keep it rolling.
Yes, sir.
Until the king comes. That's the way we need to be doing stuff.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate the honor.
That is. Yeah.
Appreciate it. Haru says, anytime after the Sabbath, somebody must be in there talking shit.
Yeah.
That must be. So let me get this right. You got a bunch of people out there, you're supposed to be keeping the Sabbath a rest at your camp, but you're over here straightway causing discord.
Mm.
And all you're going to do is sit behind social media. Because you damn, I'm telling you, the one thing y'all will learn about straightway, they ain't no punks here in the straightway. We're going to pull your card.
Hallelujah.
We will pull your damn card quick, fast, in a hurry.
Hallelujah. Word.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. And the rule said, no, they were asking when he could call.
Because
I'm like, man, you people, we not like these other camps.
No. Hallelujah.
You can scream, holler, and shout all you want. But we for real about this.
Yes, sir.
But think about this. When you look at our children, you look at what we're raising. Now, most people think that they can do community. We call it community. The Most High Yah calls it common.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what he says. And these having all things common. That's what he says.
Yes, sir.
I've given up all. Probably a long time before some of you was born. He done given up all. We done gave up all to follow the Messiah. And you think that we're going to turn around and go back now? Man, there's nothing in this world will cause them to go back.
Hallelujah.
And you got everybody trying to judge out this world. Oh, these some tyrant people. These some... No, you mean to tell me we're disciplined?
Yes, sir.
And you're undisciplined.
Yes, sir.
And you don't like discipline.
No. Yes.
You don't like accountability.
That's
just going to tell you what it
is.
All
we're
going to do is just make it better.
Yes, sir.
It ain't nothing personal. That's all we're going to do is just make it better.
Yes,
that's all I'm about.
Thank you.
And you people are afraid of that. No, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
more of Israel get some true wives.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know what? A lot of women that come to this ministry, they want to be true wives. Is that bad advice? You think about this. You got a single-ass 40, 50-year-old woman that's going to try to give advice to a young 20 or 30-year-old woman how to be married. But your ass is all dysfunctional.
Yeah,
how you going to do that? Hush your mouth.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
How you going to do that? I tell y'all what. Y'all never heard, I'm going to end on this. There's an old-time preacher. If y'all can find any cuts of him on the internet, y'all better write this down right now.
Homework, my homework right now.
He was in the 70s. One of the, I'm telling you, the finest Gentile preachers I ever come across. Y'all ready?
Ready.
Y'all ready?
Yes,
Lester Summerall. One sat alone.
About it.
Lester Roloff. Now, thank you, teacher, for the correct. Lester Roloff. Not some old Lester Roloff.
Roloff.
Yes. One sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind. I could not see. Hey, Lester Roloff. Not some Roloff.
Yes, sir.
Teacher, thank you for that. Lester, he's right. Because there's a difference between the Lesters.
Yes.
That old white Gentile. Just dang, I mean, bang, spot all right down the middle. If you can get some of his recordings, get them. Y'all know I don't recommend too many preachers. You get some Lester Roloff, you better get it. Get some Lester Roloff. He died in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm.
He did. But he gone off. There it is. R-O-L-O-F-F. Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
R-O-L-O-F-F.
Yes.
And don't forget, holydayscalendar.com.
Yes, sir.
Holy Days Calendar, Feast Days Calendar.com. Ready for order. That's what Brother Steve is putting out in Canada. That's our webmaster.
Yeah.
Brother Steve make us look good.
Hey.
Straightway True. Straightway.com. Boy, you know, you ain't never seen a website like that. I had an old preacher, man, used to mock me for my old websites because we was trying to do it on our own. We didn't know no better. In other words, he ain't mocking us no more, though.
No, I'm about the crew, not the website.
I really truly want y'all to download some Lester Roloff. See, Lester Roloff, he used to have women's homes. Girls' homes.
Girls' homes,
yes. He used to have girls' homes. Taking them from bad situations. And man, he would lay in. And then he would lay into it, but then he wouldn't invite the parents to come up. And you know what the parents are, right? Pay rent. Parents, pay rent. Parents, pay rent. Parent, rent. Pay, rent. Parent, rent. That's a civil system, right?
Yes.
Anyway, you would have the father and mother would come up.
Gotcha.
And they would meet up at his homes. And anytime a girl would have a bad judgment or something, the judge would say, can you see if Brother Roloff has a place for him?
Mm-hmm.
Try to put him on Straight Street. He take them, and then the parent rents.
Yes,
I'm going to say father and mother. They come there, and they would meet once or twice a year, and he would lay into their asses.
Mm.
He was already laying into the girls that were there. He would lay into their ass. I mean, break foot off in asses. He would break his foot off into them. But guess what? When it's all said and done, can't argue with the truth.
Right.
Because Messiah spoke about a truth. Come in season, right? You see, he takes some pruners. Cut it back there a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't look like it's going to produce any fruit. Mm-hmm.
Cutting off limbs.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It looks like pretty much like, you know, butchered it down.
Yeah.
It looks like a stick. But because the roots run very deep. It's time
hard.
Hard.
Yes,
for the energy. Yeah, produce grapefruits.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we're missing today.
Yeah.
And they want us just to come to this wicked-ass society today.
Mm.
Capitulate. Yeah. Acquiesce.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just don't say nothing. No.
Mm.
Yeah. And I had my younger child, she looked at me when somebody said something. I'll get with her. Oh, we was on a plane. Y'all hear this?
Yes,
we're on a plane, right? We're heading back home. And we're in seat 2C. We're in first class seat 2C, right? This man gets up and says, ooh, you a good-looking man. I don't know what the hell he's talking to. I'm turning around and I look like this. And so I'm going to go, it's just in you, isn't it? I'm like, what the hell are you talking to? You understand me?
Yes.
Why would another man? Listen, I can understand among brother, you're a good-looking brother, but you don't need that shit.
Right.
But just out of damn blue, in coach or first class,
right,
in the world, you're a good.
Yeah, in the world.
What are you trying to accomplish?
Yeah,
nah. And I make a sense.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I believe all y'all brothers are beautiful brothers. Now, y'all are. You're beautiful brothers.
We're here.
Just need y'all to carry on this battle.
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
Let's carry on this battle.
Yes, sir.
We're going to get it done.
Oh, yes, sir.
I need more grandchildren.
Yes, sir.
Because y'all my sons. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Hey, most of y'all, I'm telling you, I got children older than y'all.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Some of my sons, but I don't give a damn, but I want y'all. I want some good seed.
Yes, sir.
What about a teach?
Amen.
Just some good seed.
Yes.
Just some damn good seed.
Yes.
And I got testimony and witnesses in the ministry. Just when you think you done gave all, you ain't gave nothing. You ain't went through nothing. I know one thing. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. Israel, we bless y'all all.
Hallelujah.
Get ready for a live den.
Yes.
We got 13 days. And then I'm going to bed, so I ain't no telling what time I'm going to be up. And then I'm going to wait and I'm going to feast with the Israelites.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
As the Most High God, through the power of the Ruach.
Yes.
Amen. Matter of fact, tomorrow I'm not even wearing my rappel mic. I'm all mics going to hold the mic. Because that way I won't hear myself.
This one. Hey, come on.
Man,
that's right.